It's time once again for our We Are VA Experts podcast, and once a month we get an opportunity to chat with my friend Clayton Getz of Mission Realty, powered by eXp Realty. And Clayton, I got a text from you the other day. I wish I had saved it so that I could look at it while you're talking about it. It explained your marketing system, and can you illustrate that for the audience and tell me a little bit about what makes your marketing system so much different from everybody else out there?
Yeah, so absolutely. Thanks, John. Good to talk to you again today.
Yeah.
So I think what really separates us from a lot of the other folks out there, frankly, is experience. So, you know, just over the past 12 years of selling homes here in the Richmond, you know, Virginia market and surrounding areas, and frankly, being, you know, I'm born and raised here. I'm a Richmond native.
Yeah.
So I know the market.
That matters. It really does matter.
It really does. So I think experience would be the first part, just knowing what works. You know, John, I believe in failing your way forward.
Okay.
So that's kind of my philosophy in life. So over the past 12 years, I've tried a lot of things, and some things worked and some things didn't. And I just think we have it dialed in really well. So first thing, of course, is experience. Second thing is we have a massive, massive marketing presence. So we spend between $30,000 and $35,000 a month, John, a month on marketing.
Wow.
So, you know, if you look at what the average realtor in across the country is spending, it's around $400 a month on marketing.
Oh, gosh.
So
okay.
We are giving exposure to our seller clients like no other. I mean, literally like no other. Digital marketing, in my opinion, is the way of the future, you know, inbound and digital marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have partnered with one of the most respected digital marketing companies in the country, again, to make sure that we're taking advantage of the new technology trends in terms of the way that consumers are searching for homes, geofencing, you know, hyper-local targeting, you know, if we have an open house, for example, and a buyer walks into that property or different buyers walk into that property on a Sunday, we have the technology now where we can actually follow that buyer when they leave on their social media platforms on there. So we can connect with them, you know, until they say, hey, you know, you see all those ads that pop up, John, on, you know, different social media sites, and that could be geofencing. You could be targeted by specific companies, but, you know, it's legal. It's, some people say, hey, that's stalking. It's legal stalking.
Well, if they've already indicated that they're interested in the product
right.
You're selling, you want to be able to put that product in front of them and say, look at this.
For our seller clients, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, of course, radio and television, you know, just a tremendous what you do for us in terms of exposing us and our clients to your listening audience is tremendous. It's just tremendous. You know, we're reaching an audience that most people are never talking to. And all of the, you know, your audience that is in buying or selling mode, they're going back to our website where our sellers' homes are featured. So those are a few of the things that really separate us.
Yeah, that's the ability to get somebody who can move a house in a couple of days, a couple of weeks, versus having it sit there for a couple of months. Those are the stories that I keep hearing. Well, let me ask you real quick,
yes,
as we get into the really difficult time of the winter, when I presumably people aren't out hiking around looking at the beautiful flowers and the gardening of different homes. Is this just a dead period for home sales on both ends of the stick?
No, sir. No. So
no?
This is our spring. This is our spring, John. So the dead period, frankly, is, you know, from Thanksgiving, of course, the holidays over December, Christmas, and January. February is that is considered the spring market. So we are literally buyers are coming out of the woodworks. In fact, if you look at new listings year over year from January 2018 to today, this is 6% increase. Now, pending, this is interesting, pending home sales are down 2% year over year,
mm-hmm.
But new listing inventory is up. That could be a sign. We need a few more months of data, but that could be a sign of, you know, the market shifting. And I say that with some confidence, John, because the average sold price to average listing price ratio is also down. So in other words, homes were selling closer to the listing price in Central Virginia in January of 2018 compared to January of 2019. Again, too early to tell, but buyers are out in force right now.
All right, so if you're sitting at home and thinking you're going to wait until the first buds appear on the dogwood tree, you probably are going to wait a little too long.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, inventory is starting to if you're thinking about buying a home, now's the time to do it. If you're thinking about selling, now's the time to do it, because you know what happens when the quote-unquote spring market, what everyone believes the spring market to be, like you said, the dogwoods bloom, that's when everyone puts their house on the market. So you want to beat that rush when buyers are actually out there looking right now. Give us a call. Let's talk about putting your house on the market now.
Yeah. You know, something else I've been mentioning in our discussions every morning on Richmond's Morning News is this instant cash offer that is kind of a new element to your portfolio. Real quick, tell me about that.
Yeah. So myself and a number of investors got together, and, you know, there are companies around the country. They haven't really made their way to our market yet, John, but they're coming. You know, Open Door is one of those companies, and they're making these immediate cash offers on homes. And in some cases, we've come across clients that are like, you know what, Clayton, we don't want to deal with the market. We really don't want to deal with all of the stuff that comes with preparing a house for sale. We just want to sell our house to you or to one of your investors. And we will give them an offer within 24 hours to purchase their home. If that offer works for them, great. We're going to make it really, really easy for them to move on to the next chapter. If it doesn't work for them, then we can certainly sell their house as well. But we just wanted to make sure that our clients had another option.
Yeah.
And frankly, John, get ahead of what we know is coming, which are all these iBuyer programs, which are big institutional investors. So we just felt like, why not stick with somebody, again, who is local, who has a lot of market experience, knows the little niche markets in Richmond, so that we can make you a fair offer on your
and
property.
And is the instant cash offer competitive?
It's competitive from an investment standpoint. I mean, we're not going to it's unlikely that we're going to give you market value, right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
But when you factor in, you know, typical real estate commissions and if your house
and staging needs, and all of that stuff.
Exactly. Okay. If your house may need some work there. You know, we put a lot of effort into helping our clients prepare their homes for the market. Yeah. And we think we sell their homes for significantly more because of that expertise and experience. But again, if you don't want to go through that, then we'll make you what we think is a very reasonable offer. But at the end of the day, John, that's up to the to the homeowner to decide what is reasonable and what's not reasonable, right?
It's another option. So, especially if you got to get the heck out of there, or you don't have cash to do the upgrades or to do the staging that might be required, that's good to have that as something to fall back on. Well, Clayton, you've always got good information to share with us, and I appreciate you taking a couple of minutes today to talk to us. If you want to talk to Clayton or any member of his team, give him a call at 545-4440, 545-4440, or you can spend hours on his website, seriously, checking out the listings and the philosophy and the way they go about selling and buying homes at Mission Realty. Go to soldinrichmond.com. Thanks, Clayton Getz. Always enjoy talking to you.
Have a great day. Thank you, John. You too.